Meantime, all across Massachusetts, reusable grocery bags are sitting idle, stuffed in the back of vehicles or hanging on doorknobs in homes. It's because of an emergency order issued last week by Governor Baker.
From now on, reusable bags are prohibited and all regulations on plastic bag bans will be lifted.
Other New England states have also banned the reusable bags. The goal is to limit the spread of coronavirus in stores, food stores, and pharmacies. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the scientific evidence supporting the prohibition of reusable bags is far from conclusive.
Aside from shoppers giving each other more room, it's pretty much business as usual at India Market in Waltham, as cashiers put items into plastic bags. The state is a patchwork of different regulations. Waltham doesn't ban single-use bags, but 139 municipalities do. The Massachusetts Food Association, which represents supermarkets and grocers, ordinarily supports a statewide ban for environmental reasons. But right now, it's pro-paper and plastic.
During an emergency crisis, they're probably safer than what's being used now with reusable bags.
Brian Houghton is the association's senior vice president for policy.
There's been studies that we've seen done by the CDC and others that there are surfaces that this virus can live on.
But the Centers for Disease Control only says reusable bags should be regularly washed and dried. There's no specific recommendation about coronavirus. We contacted Massachusetts Bureau of Environmental Health. In an email response, Director Jana Ferguson's spokesperson wrote, "Ferguson has seen no scientific information specific to bags and the ability of reusable bags to be a way to spread the coronavirus." Even so, the Plastic Industry Association has asked the federal government to support single-use plastic bags to help fight the pandemic. It cites several studies that found reusables can carry bacteria and viruses. But Massachusetts State Representative Lori Ehrlich, one of the leading legislative advocates for reusable bags, says that research is flawed.
Those studies have long been debunked and shown to really not have much truth behind them.
The plastic industry frequently cites one decade-old study, but those researchers tested just 84 bags and were funded by the American Chemistry Council, a trade group that advocated on behalf of disposable plastic bag manufacturers. The science on reusable bags is limited.
The best papers I've seen for this virus on surfaces, they actually don't include fabric as yet.
Megan May is a professor of infectious diseases at the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine. She's studied reusable bags and viruses, and while the scientific evidence isn't conclusive, she advises caution.
Even though they may not have been directly tested, the conservative thing to do would be to assume that they can survive on cloth bags until demonstrated otherwise.
Workers at several Massachusetts supermarket chains have tested positive for coronavirus. It's not known if reusable bags played any role in their contamination, but Professor May, who supports the use of reusables in ordinary times, says these aren't ordinary times.
If you could kind of put yourself in the shoes of a grocery worker who's having to come into contact with these potentially contaminated objects for 8 hours at a time, it suddenly becomes clear, oh, that actually is something that we should restrict the use of for sure.
With the ban on reusable bags in effect, the demand for single-use bags is soaring, and wholesalers say supplies are shrinking. So maybe we should ditch bags altogether. Alex Eves of Norwell is a documentary filmmaker and reuse expert.
Bring your shopping cart in, fill the shopping cart up, bring it out to your car, and then transfer all the groceries into your bags or a box that you have in your car.
It's one alternative to bagging during the coronavirus crisis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.